Republicbroadcasting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Back into the 12th day of August 2018. My name is Doug Owen. I am your host. I am also the senior editor of blacklistednews.com, from which we take most of the topics that we discuss on this hour broadcast that we do live 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on RBN, and from my website, blacklistedradio.com, interactive chat room / troll room, a fun place to be during the live show. Always a few characters and people put in good information. I mean, I shouldn't just knock the chat room. It does have informative, collaborative information produced by some of the nice visitors there. So check it out. Go to the website. Lots of ways to be part of the show. If you'd like to call in, I encourage you to do so. 800-313-9443, or you can text us 512-222-3067. We haven't been getting a lot of text, at least during the live broadcast of the show. Some of the topics that we get from anonymous sources end up making their way to the show. So love hearing from you guys. Had a very long and interesting weekend and got an earful of news, AM talk radio, a lot of mainstream stuff, and a couple good podcasts that kept me, I guess, in the loop a little bit with some of the narratives and memes that are being promoted and other, you know, obviously the gorilla in the room is the censorship of Alex Jones by the corporate, as he would call them, fascists, the big corporate chains of social media. And we got Facebook, we got not Twitter. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, actually had to respond about the banning of a person, which, I mean, really speaks to the power of Alex Jones' message and how big he is, how loud he has become. And, I mean, he makes the daily joke or butt of the joke for people like Stephen Colbert, which isn't really – some of it's funny, but some of it's just – over the top in his impersonations of Alex Jones. And I mean, it's just kind of surreal, you know, thinking about really how much time I've spent doing what I would consider to be true alternative media, alternative viewpoints that are organically mine. So that is kind of the mission of this show. Alex Jones's mission, according to Kurt Nimmo, who wrote for him, he was an editor over there at Infowars.com for 8 years. He's written for BlacklistedNews.com. He, I think, currently works with a new version of Boiling Frogs. I don't know if they're still called the Boiling Frogs. I think they are. Newsbud. He creates content there. And he said, you know, Alex Jones will do anything to get attention. And he doesn't care if it's good or bad. He is more than happy, you know, going the distance on with the mainstream media. And the fact that he gets so much coverage is, you know, the fact that he's good at it. He really is. And so, of course, the response to this banning of Alex Jones across many social media platforms, YouTube primarily. I think he had 2.5 million subscribers. Now he's having to put all of his content on Twitter and some of the alternatives. And, you know, I think that's kind of a good thing because it forces people that want that content, potentially millions of people, to get off of the YouTube platform. So I think that it's it hasn't affected his popularity at all. Actually, there's a lot of articles that are saying that his popularity has only increased. And of course, there's a lot of good alternative media that's very hypercritical of Alex Jones in talking about the transition from somebody who talked about the illegal wars in Iraq, who brought attention to the state and the misdeeds of the U.S. government, holding it more accountable rather than focusing on mass immigration, becoming a full-blown Trump supporter. I mean, almost a Trump propagandist, I would say. I mean, in the truest sense or literal definition of the word. Or word of being, you know, a propagandist. I mean, somebody out there, a poster child supporter of Donald Trump. And that's not my take. I mean, he talked about how it was his – this is, you know, in Alex Jones's assessment, take it for what it is, that he was slightly, probably the biggest reason that Donald Trump got elected. And that's interesting. I mean, just to kind of, you know, throw that out there. Just think about that. Alex Jones, did he really have an effect on the outcome of the election? If so, wow. It's amazing. Just 10 years, maybe 12 years from when I first met the man who was notorious for taking long breaks in his 3-hour for a while 4-hour show, which he did to kind of kill Jack Blood, who was another former host out there. They got into a contentious relationship with Mr. Jones. I don't know all the inside baseball that happened, but nonetheless, his show expanded, and he had the TV broadcast. He had an uncensored portion of the show, which he would cuss and tell callers or trolls that called the show, you know, just horrific things. It just, you know, it didn't paint him a good light, and I think that he thought better of this this idea, you know, taking lots and lots of phone calls with guests, especially people there, you know, selling products. So so here we are today, and we're seeing the problem with these huge, centrally controlled, over-bloated, overused, very powerful corporations like Facebook, which I think is less relevant today than it was yesterday. But I think, you know, they've done a good job buying the next big thing, you know, going to Instagram, which is probably more popular than Facebook with younger demographics. And so they're not going to get as much Alex Jones. Now, the media loves to demonize Alex Jones and use him as a poster child for why you need censorship. Now, of course, you know, we get into this libertarian debate whether or not the corporations themselves should get to choose who they want on their platform. And they want to suit the needs of their advertisers. Their advertisers are easily propagandized, easily manipulated customers that, by and large, support the narrative. You know, I just think about how many people boycotted and then other people supported Chick-fil-A paint a bad picture because of something I think the CEO said that was, something that was traditionally heterosexual. I think that's what it was. Like, you know, do you think being gay is normal? Oh, what a trap. What a trap. And don't pontificate on that much, Mr. Rich Guy. But anyway, go to Chick-fil-A and there's thousands of people in line. At least where I live. So they're not doing bad. I don't think Alex Jones will as well. I think he's only going to do better. And the mainstream media is going to have to go out there and get this. And so when people want to laugh at Alex Jones, when they want to parody Alex Jones, when they want to see what kind of crazy stuff he says, they're going to have to go to some alternative. So currently still on Twitter, kind of the virtue signaling, I think, you know, of Twitter. We're better. We don't just do things one off and go into this you know, follow the leader mode. Okay, you guys are all in collusion. You all came together at one point in time right before the midterm elections to ban this man. Now, that only lends credence to Alex Jones's conspiracy theory that maybe he helped win the election for Trump. 2016 presidential election was swayed by Alex Jones. Was it really? I don't know, man. He's got some, I mean, hell of a metric for that. And that's, you know, looking at his subscriber base compared to CNN. Now, I think a lot of people are just not consuming mainstream media at the same rate. They're not going to CNN.com to go get the latest videos. But at the same time, you know, they get the same AP reports, the same stories. I mean, switch the dial on your radio and everybody's talking about the same five things that are the current outrage of the day. You know, just give it a few more months and nobody is going to be thinking about those poor immigrant children, because it keeps bringing up this convoluted issue of what do you do with the border? It's a crisis. And I think that, you know, people like you and I out there, you know, look at simplistically, maybe ending the drug war, maybe learning how to have an economy in this country that benefits our North and South American countries, our neighbors. That's an interesting idea, but, you know, don't let that get caught up in committee. The money, the funding, and of course, when you run the narco trade and use that as covert operating battlegrounds in South America, as the U.S. has done for, you know, 60 years at least, very actively. I mean, you can go all the way back to the Panama Canal. And that's the kind of stuff that Alex Jones used to talk about. We're not gonna, I don't think that we're going to go down memory lane too much more. But, I mean, I remember when he used to have USS Liberty shows talking about on that anniversary. Now it's all attacking the social justice warriors. And it's really this – I mean, it's interesting and it garners a lot of attention. And that is, you know, talking about these obviously just silly people that are on the internet saying stupid things, like that New York Times editor. You know, I'm not hypercritical of her. There's plenty of people that hate all over the country. I'm more afraid of what happens next. Now, looking at the selective enforcement by these corporations shows their bias, at least in their algorithms, because libertarians and other quote-unquote alt-right or far-right people are being banned left and right. McGinnis, what's his first name? I watch him every once in a while. Gavin McGinnis, who is part of this group associated with the group called the Proud Boys, and I don't know, it's they consider it to be akin to white supremacy. I think that it's silly that some races can have pride. You can have black pride and, you know, Mexican pride, but if you have white pride, that's a problem. You know, people, I would say people that are not white don't like it when too many people that are white congregate in secret. Maybe for good reason, but not anything recently other than, you know, what happens in government. And it's not all white people. And it's black people that look white, like Valerie Jarrett. And I don't know if that's – is that racist if I say Valerie Jarrett? I wouldn't know that she's African-American. She's looks multicultural. She doesn't look white, but I could see how somebody may think that she could be white or maybe possibly Italian. So, you know, I think that talking about people's looks is pretty lowbrow. It's for the gutter. But when discussing people's looks, whether or not that can get you banned on Twitter. It seems that if you're a far right person or maybe a minimalist libertarian, that can get you banned. But if you are Keith Olbermann, you can talk about killing Trump. I mean, Snoop Dogg can put out videos of him assassinating Donald Trump puppet on YouTube, and you know he's highly popular and he's monetizing that. So they're selective. Don't think that they have any ethical obligations to do the best thing, to do the neutral thing as a neutral platform. But I also understand where you don't want your platform to just turn into a place where every trending video has racist epithets, racist themes, just because they're highly popular. Because that's not brand safe. And these are publicly traded corporations. The government just wants to be able to regulate and be able to use these institutions, these companies, as a way to control the narrative and to garner support for, you know, the U.S. cause, whatever that may be, for the war, for the omnibus, for the next healthcare system. Think about how much money was spent on the Affordable Health Care Act, just promoting it, going out there, U.S. government money telling you to promote them, spending money, and doing a great job for those insurance companies in some cases, and bankrupting others. So that's selective too. Depends on how much money you have. And, well, you know, like a lot of things, some people get to the top of this pyramid and I wouldn't say it's a pyramid. It's pretty fragmented, but they, get to the upper echelons of government through buying, you know, Senate committee members and getting them to dole them out a lot of cash. That's kind of the way this current system works today. You know, as much as people are like, oh my God, this Ocasio chick, this new congresswoman is, you know, this the new wave. It's going to kill the Democrats. Today I saw an article and did a little research. I think we published it at blacklistednews.com. If not, it probably will make it for the morning drive. Shouldn't be reading blacklistednews.com and driving. Just want to put that out there. Just want to put that out there so nobody tries to sue me for saying things. God forbid. It's bad enough that people can sue you for having their feelings hurt if you have enough money. I mean, look at all the, I would say, absolutely frivolous lawsuits that have been launched against Alex Jones. So definitely under pressure, but I think loving the limelight. And we are seeing what I think is made out to be a good case for possible election tampering. Of course, Alex Jones has been making that case. He was on Michael Savage's show, which I always think is ironic because he talked about how Michael Savage was a crypto homo, and that he wrote all of these gay books in the 60s and was a beatnik commie type and was hypercritical of Michael Savage. And, you know, that just shows that how that relationship has changed quite frequently. And Michael Savage has been put on the no-fly list for I think the greater part of Europe. A lot of European countries, maybe just the UK, but nonetheless, he said that he has spent thousands upon thousands of dollars and hours of his own time trying to get that decision reversed, to get off of this no-fly list that is it's highly politicized. You know, it's for saying things that they didn't like. And you know, I was listening to the guy, and he's, yeah, I get it. You know, talking about third world despot citizens invading our country. Those things seem harsh, nasty, hateful. Ugh. And so, you know, and I think that it just, I don't know if it's more of him speaking to the his base of listeners or that he feels that way. I mean, he's a neurologist. He's a pretty smart guy. He's got degrees and he's written a lot of books. So I don't give everybody that's done that a lot of credence. Believe you me, Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, famous neocon, at least among neoconservatives. He was an anti-never-Trumper, I guess it is, the never-Trumpers. And he just recently congratulated everyone on banning Alex Jones. Now, the world will stand up for Alex Jones, but here's the trouble. They won't stand up for you and I. They didn't stand up for a highly popular guy, Gavin McGinnis, on Twitter. They stood up for Alex Jones, but being associated with a group that is associated with things that are nasty. Now, I mean, just think about it. I mean, it shows you the level of hypocrisy. But it's okay for the Antifa people and all of the other people on the liberal left to spew things that are equally as nasty and rude and mean and denying that there is any kind of reality out there. People that can, you know, you can deny anything except global warming on YouTube. Now, actually, you can talk about it. YouTube is still allowing you to talk about global warming in videos and be anti-global warming. You can actually jump off with a narrative that you'll probably be demonetized and you will be fact-checked. Fact-checker. This comes from WestJournalism.com. After YouTube's March announcement that it would place links to Wikipedia on...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been...
Radio. We didn't influence the election. I don't know. Maybe some of you did. At least a few of you. Some of you are very vocal and shared a lot of blacklisted news articles out there. And I think that we swayed a few voters, not just myself and maybe my wife. I do have my children registered to vote. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I would never do that. Never do that. You know, there's millions of people that are dead that are still registered voters. And, you know, I don't know how much that really sways the election. But, you know, I'm sure you're going to be fact checked during this 2018 election. So anyway, this comes from Western Journalism. After YouTube's March announcement that it would place links to Wikipedia on videos that spur conspiracy theory to inform viewers that the video platform is now placing fact checks on any video that questions global warming. So I imagine 9/11 being an inside job, those nagging questions about who set fire to the buildings in Waco, you know, I could go on. I mean, that's a, you know, a good question. The Oklahoma City bombing, a lot of questions there, conspiracy theories. So we could go on. I mean, all the things that I think are topics that we discuss here on the show. Some of the things that I subscribe to based on evidence that I have seen that has been very compelling make me question these incidents. And, of course, the rush to pre-planned invasions and things that would not otherwise have public support without terror events, without the constant, persistent fear that we are going to be victimized by those that seek to take our freedom. The latter is that we're somewhat victimized by people that do seek to take away our freedoms, and that is to think for yourself. I do think that it's interesting that Wikipedia is now going to be the bastion of truth, the arbiter of what is real. Now, you know, I don't get too excited because I do believe that people can have their own bias and people should read what Wikipedia says about global warming. And they should read the verified consensus report that 97% of all scientists and climatologists and weathermen and women believe is that it is man-made. It is because of emissions, carbon and other nasty gases that are produced by you, cow farts, and everybody else, and volcanoes. Oh, don't put volcanoes in there, Doug. That's makes people wonder. It's all that methane that's coming out. Methane's way worse, but you know, they're floating ideas of putting bags on cows that were farting in the UK and collecting the gases and actually reusing them, which is an interesting idea. It's like a barnyard matrix. Instead of collecting your body energy, it's collecting your farts and turning it into energy to keep the Borg alive or something. Anyway, that's where it all leads people. That's where it all goes. At the end of the day, if they don't fact check people, I was down on the coast this weekend, and I would love for them to get people to stop throwing plastic or to better secure things in the beds of their trucks, like beer cans. You know, I hate seeing them all going into the ocean, fish eating aluminum. They probably don't very, but they do eat plastic, and that's a horrible thing, and it's an ecological disaster. And being made aware of those issues and trying to do a little bit better would probably have a at least a better impact. You know, we keep hearing about the I think it's a Mexico-sized amount of plastic, this island that's floating around in the ocean. If it is real, that is devastatingly large. And, you know, don't get me going on plastic. It's a big problem. And, well, I mean, you know, San Francisco, I think it was, somewhere over there in California, they're banning plastic straws and fining servers and restaurants for serving straws. It used to be wax straws. They probably said, oh man, it's too bad for the environment, the bags, the plastic bags were a result that paper bags were killing all the trees. Now plastic bags are killing all of the ocean. Well, ironic. All right, guys, quick break. Back on the other side, more Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, welcome back at Blacklisted Radio. So good to be with you tonight, talking about censorship and whether the government should get involved. That is the ultimate question. Do companies get to decide who gets on these platforms? Are they really public utilities? You see how much political financing goes into the internet world now. The digital age has changed all of that. And so I would say there's a huge focus by candidates to buy Facebook ads. Of course, the TV corporations probably not thrilled about that, but are probably heavily investing in this. And that is why, you know, YouTube, Facebook, all these companies know where their money is. They know where they get their bread toasted or buttered. I think that's the analogy there. You know where you get your bread buttered. Anyway. So it's not surprising that YouTube has selectively done this. And, of course, the people that are behind YouTube, behind the scenes, are definitely watching more conservatives. And it's a rational thing that that bias somehow escapes YouTube. Silicon Valley, you don't see the obvious bias. And that is problematic. And so – is it election tampering? I think you make a great case for it. I think that that could be a topic for debate in Congress on the Senate floor. And the media should give it just as much coverage, maybe just a little bit less, than they gave Roger Clemens talking about whether or not he injected steroids. Mark McGuire, Rafael Palmeiro on the stand talking about whether or not they used steroids in the steroid era, which happens to be the most interesting era of baseball, quite frankly. I mean, when Barry Bonds went from a skinny guy to a man with an enlarged head that was wearing loose clothing so you could not see how jacked and yoked this guy was, they were setting records. Him and Mark McGuire were setting records daily, nightly. It made baseball interesting. It was a great time. That's when everybody started collecting baseball cards across the nation, even people that weren't baseball fans, just in the hopes to get money. It was like a Beanie Baby boom in the 1990s. So anyway, my point being, obviously, that the government spends a lot of time asking stupid questions. Did you take steroids, Mark McGuire? I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't do – you know, come on. Of course we know. And some of us, like me, are happy you did, Mark. You know what? You gave up your long-term health potentially to deliver world records and to make baseball richer. And the people that own the baseball teams and the MLB, the AL West, all those groups, whatever, they made a lot of money. My point is government should look into this. And, of course, there's a problem. It's always going to be politicized. The only difference is that I don't think it was a left or right issue when it came to steroid use. I don't think it was a left – you know, I don't know if it was Democrats banging the drum. Maybe they were. But pointless. So I think this is going to be a constant topic of conversation. You know, and of course, my personal opinion is I think I'm leery of government intervention. But if it is a utility and they're taxed like utilities, if they get the same kind of treatment, and I think Google does in a lot of respects because they provide fiber optics. When you have television, I mean, you know, you have TV, YouTube TV kind of makes them possibly in the realm of the FCC. But do you want government's hands around more media? You know, and a lot of people are calling for Trump to do it. They want him to do it because it would be advantageous to his base to have the platform that they're being denied right now. So, everybody wants – that's the thing. You know, you got to decide whether or not good people don't want that power. Good people don't know that is a burden. The people that want that power, the people that see it as a tool, as something that is very near and dear to their hearts, are the people that are most likely to abuse it. And time again throughout human history, we have seen that absolute power and control – in the hands of a few, can lead to bad situations. Now, some of those situations do ultimately result in a revolt or in a massive campaign. I mean, organic food's a good example. There's some other ones. But and then, you know, a huge awakening and realization. So that's what I'm hoping. A lot of what we're dealing with now are reflective years in the future where we look at, you know, how everybody became completely isolated and minimalized with this term hate speech or with hate, and how we became this sensitive culture that in a way to try to make things better really gave the people that we're afraid of, that we should be afraid of, the power to control and to manipulate us. So with that said, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Doug.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show.
Great to hear your voice. you know, Trump early on, I think, let's see, first or second month after inauguration.
Yeah.
He had already declared on record that he loved the CIA. JFK said he hated the CIA. I'm going to dismantle it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the four winds.
Sure. Trump's still alive.
Yeah.
They may hate him, but he's still alive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Trump has embraced, he said, Israel is our greatest ally in Africa, right? And yet I've spoken with a Talmudic Jew Esquire attorney who's got a broadcast here in Michigan on an African-American 50,000 water that used to be right here in good old Flintstone Leadwater.
Really?
And, the guy denied that Israel was in Africa. He says it's in the Middle East, not in Africa. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he could make a point. What was his point? Why did he believe that?
I just started cracking up, dude. I said, hey, man, you went to law school, but you obviously flunked sixth grade geography, right?
Well, that's what we hear. But you know, can you blame him? I hear it all the time. Turn on the TV. They're our greatest Middle Eastern ally. Now they say that about Saudi Arabia, and if they're courting Egypt, they say it about them. And don't forget the Jordanians. We love them too, and not so much people in Yemen.
Okay, so an ally means we have foes. We have enemies over there. Well, I guess that's the Palestinians and their bottle rockets.
Yes, those Iranian bottle rockets. It's a huge problem.
Yep. And let's see, what else can we conjure up here? You know, well, I don't know, man. Brendan O'Connell, I've seen him on YouTube describing the fact that, you know, here in Flintstone Leadwater, it used to be a generous General Motors town, and it's now 98% gone. You know, that's why I call it Flintstone Leadwater. All right. Everything's been outsourced to foreign Talmudic Jew slave labor countries like communist China. So the high tech industry is now headquartered in Tel Aviv. Operation Talpiot, Unit 8200. And these are our best buddies that monitor all of our electronic transmissions. They're the ones who have infiltrated all levels of government. Obviously, they bought the economics profession via the Federal Reserve, which they own, via their Wall Street gangster pals, who are the corporate family shareholders.
No, I get
you. So you see what I'm getting at here? Doug, what I'm getting at here, man, is we really got to take aim at our common enemy, and it's the enemy of the entire planet. Look up JFK versus Empire, Anton Chaykin on YouTube, okay? Anton Chaykin does an absolutely stellar historic presentation about JFK's family, and this guy JFK had contracted with some guy Kaiser, some big time engineer,
okay,
a very honorable Hebrew American engineer, and another guy from Italy to build the world's biggest dam on the Volta River.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I'll have to check all of that out because obviously it's hard to fact check, but it's interesting. And I think that, you know, some of the people out there listening may actually pick up the mouse and check some of that stuff out. And I appreciate the call, Fred. I really do. We are kind of jammed for time. And the only response I could say is that, you know, I just hate saying they, as if every Jewish person is in some kind of inclusionary group and they make concerted efforts or concerted decisions. You know, that they're you're Jewish, so you can get in on this, and you know they get a secret pass. Now, I do think that people are predispositioned in life and in the government to take money. There's no secret that Israel gets more money each and every year. Other things get cut. Food stamps, they get cut. Don't like those poor people, those people that don't want to go out to work, those people that just suck off of everyone else. So a lot of people worry about that because it's something that they see. But we give billions of dollars to our friends in Africa, the Middle East, wherever Israel may be. If you have a globe, you can check out the continents. Let me know what you find. Text me, 512-222-3067. So the common enemy is allowing people to manipulate you and to continue to let yourself be abused by that, you know, whether it's a banking system, letting it use you, participating in usury. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You don't have to watch the TV, and there's plenty of reasons why we should be very, very critical of the Israelis. They have their own interest at heart, and they are an apartheid state, and they do care about themselves more than you, and they do see the United States as an engine for their empire. I don't think that people in Israel, you know, are all at least even at the top in control of the United States. But we definitely pay tons of lip service and financial aid to our favorite little nuclear bunker in the state of Israel. So, I mean, I think, you know, that's one of the things that they're really going to have to be critical of and go after. And that is people who are critical of not the Jews. Fred, maybe I'm not so much. I don't think that most of these Jews have read the Talmud. You know, most of the freaking far-right Christian types have not read the Bible. They get it piecemeal to them through others. So I don't think that that's their ideology. If you're saying the ideology is to screw other people over, to look out for number one, number, you know, my country and representing all of that, yeah, I think that is the problem that people look out for themselves. You got to look out for you. That's the only counter to that. People make their own independent decisions based on what they see. Now, the problem that's frustrating to people like me and Fred, and you out there maybe, is that you cannot, with reason, convince everyone that you are right and that they should care about the same issues that you care about. Especially for politically aware people, is very, very frustrating because some people are just trying to survive on planet Earth. And you have to understand that. I talk to people all the time. They have no interest. They are not nearly as swayed by the media because they are, I wouldn't say disenfranchised, but, you know, it's the same people. Yep, the government's screwing us. Taxes are too high. Hate paying for it. Everybody's sucking off of it. Danga, danga, danga. You know, I live in Texas. That's the general gist of what it is. I don't like the game warden. I don't like the cops. Cops always shaking you down. Watch out, there's a speed trap. So I think people are hypercritical of the state anyway because its job is to extort money from you. That's the problem. Most people can't make that mental leap. Too. The problem is that we've given too much power to the state. People want to give Donald Trump the power. People that disapprove of Donald Trump are scared to death of it. These are the same people that, you know, were freaked out about everything that Barack Obama put in place under his administration. And I mean, they're coming. They're coming. It's a war. May be, but it's not the battle that most foresee in their minds. I promise you that. Maybe you out there, you might be different. Anyway, so that's what I have to say about Israel. I don't think these people subscribe to ideologies. I think they subscribe to screwing you over. And that goes across a lot of religious persuasions or, you know, racial divides. You know, look at – not to say that black people don't screw other black people over the time. Look at how much black-on-black crime happens in in Chicago. Look at how many Israelis and Jews steal from each other and sue each other all the time. So plenty of those corporations. They do it all the time, and they make lots of money, and then their lawyers happen to be Jewish as well. So, you know, it's a big transfer of wealth around, but they're all screwing each other. They just, you know, the only way to stop that ultimately is to not participate in systems that are predatory. And you do that by, I don't know, budgeting, living within your means, which means you know, and some people get stuck in they just can't. They can't produce at a better rate than what they're being sucked. They have no blood left. So those are the people I feel sorry for. Definitely not the well-paid fat cats and or people that are well compensated for very little here on planet Earth. All right, guys, quick break. Back on the other side, we'll wrap it up. Close up shop right here on Blacklisted News. Stay tuned for that.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. We will be blacklisted. Those algorithms of YouTube are not going to like this conversation that Fred had. She's not going to like it at all. It's questionable. It's questionable hate speech. Something that is a very, very, I think, relevant term. I mean, it scares a lot of us, you know, purists for freedom of speech, to be critical, to be mean, to challenge people, and to do it in a non, a non-linear fashion. You don't, you know, just because you don't like people's politics doesn't mean that you can't make fun of their shoes. You know, just because you don't like Valerie Jarrett, or you can make a conclusion that somebody looks a certain way without being necessarily racist. Take things in context. But that's not what happens in most cases. People are driven by emotion, which is something that's definitely advanced our society to, you know, where it is today, which is pretty cool in a lot of ways. But, you know, art, music, even architecture. I mean, that's art. Art and literature, which is another art. Liberal arts have made everything beautiful. You know, I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot of beauty in the world. There's a lot of great things that human beings are doing. There's a lot of things to be hopeful for. There's a lot of reasons why I think we, you know, we have to be continuously critical. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, we have to move through these phases. You know, YouTube has to ban Alex Jones for the conversation to be had nationally, globally, for there to be any real discussion. And I think it's a stupid discussion. I do, but you know, we have to go around that corner. And then you have to look at the companies that are so easily swayed. And it's really the big, huge national companies that can get the brunt of this. You know, Pepsi Cola, billion-dollar blue chip stock companies. They worry about people boycotting. Unfortunately, people will boycott over silly things, but they don't want to be associated with. Oh, Sean Hannity said something about Seth Rich. We cannot sell Gillette, you know, razor blades on his website anymore. Oh my goodness, Breitbart said that there's an illegal immigrant that drove over a child. That is horrific, and we don't want to be associated with that. And it goes right down to, you know, individual companies. There was a Mexican bar and grill over the weekend that posted a picture of Jeff Sessions. And they said, hey, we're really pleased and honored to have Jeff Sessions come to our restaurant to eat. And yeah, I don't like Jeff Sessions' politics. I do not. And I do not like his war on weed and war on, you know, he's just one of these people that I don't think is all that virtuous, that pretends to be and thinks that, you know, and he's just, I've talked about antiquated politics for yesteryear, and I don't know that he's doing a great job on most things, but I don't agree with him. Not to say that he's done anything that has been monstrously anti-cannabis, but those people were roasted on the internet. And immediately retracted it and wanted to clarify that they were not supporting his politics. Why would they support his politics? They were serving him refried beans in queso. And it was probably delicious. He was happy to take a picture with them. So anyway, even eating at restaurants for conservatives is challenging. So cops used to have to worry about spitting their food a lot more. Jeff Sessions, be careful what you eat, my friend. Watch out. All right, guys, quick. Actually, it's the end of the show. I want to thank you all for being part of it. Continue to support us. It's great seeing some of the old friends in the troll room there. I will be back next Sunday for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. I hope you will as well. Take care.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. Because you can handle the truth.